This is Chum News at 6. I'm Mike Cleaver. Well, the weather has left Metro unscathed overnight. A heavy thunderstorm warning was canceled for the Metro area around 3 this morning, but does remain in effect for areas south and west of the city, including the Niagara region. We could still get some thundershowers, but they shouldn't reach major proportions around the city. A fire broke out last night at Ottawa General Hospital. Chum's Bernie McNamee reports.
Firefighters, police, ambulance crews, and hospital staff joined forces into the early morning hours, tackling the blaze in the basement and ensuring the safety of the patients in the floors above. The fire became serious when flames spread through the basement X-ray room and sent noxious fumes throughout the east wing. Hospital staff, aided by ambulance crews, began the massive job of shifting patients to secure areas in other parts of the building or into ambulances waiting to take them to other hospitals, such as the National Defense Medical Center. To ease the administrative battle, the staff made rounds and discharged some of those fit to go home. Getting the hospital back on its feet will take hours, possibly even days.
Dense smoke kept firefighters from reaching the heart of the blaze for about 3 hours. That hospital will be replaced by a new building in 1979. A five-day walkout by dock workers in Quebec will end this morning. The men decided yesterday to call off their illegal strike after a long and heated meeting. The International Longshoremen's Union and five of its members still face contempt of court charges in connection with that strike. The president of the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, Joe Davidson, has challenged Postmaster General Bryce McAsee to meet him in front of the TV cameras for a live debate. Davidson charges that post office managers have intimidated union members and that McAsee has been spreading lies about the Montreal postal workers. McAsee, meanwhile, says for the first time in months, things are almost back to normal in Montreal. The Postmaster General says that backlog of 25 million pieces of mail has just about been cleaned up. But a union spokesman says the only reason the backlog has been cleared is that mail was processed by outlying post offices where labor problems weren't as great. Provincial Agriculture Minister William Stewart says his department has launched an investigation into charges that horse meat is being sold to Ontario consumers. A former Humane Society inspector alleges that an organized crime ring has been pushing the horse meat, but Stewart says he can't locate the man to get any more information. So far, the charges have Health Minister Evans. Well, John Diefenbaker is disappointed that a challenge to Prime Minister Trudeau has been lost. Trudeau had said in the Commons that money was misspent on the Prime Minister's summer home when Dief was in that office. Diefenbaker requested that Trudeau be forced to prove his claim, but that request has been denied. Diefenbaker says,
I say there's no appeal, and that's the end. But if the Prime Minister would make those statements outside the House, I would forthwith sue him for libel, and I haven't lost any libel cases.
Diefenbaker says he'll question everything Trudeau says from now on. The last of three inmates who escaped from the Vanier Institute for Women in Brampton last Sunday has been recaptured. Hamilton Wentworth Regional Police caught 21-year-old Barbara Muir yesterday and turned her over to the Peel Regional Police. The woman had served 5 months of a 2-year sentence, and for escaping, she'll get an extra 12 months behind bars. You're with Chum Toronto. It's 6:03. Niagara Regional Police say they're not going to lay any charges against French aerial artist Henri Rechetin, even though his stunt over the Niagara Gorge yesterday was illegal. Rechetin perched atop a motorcycle while the cyclist drove from one side of the whirlpool to the other on the aerial car cable. Rechetin's wife also got into the act. She swung below the cycle on a trapeze. The Ontario Police Association has made up an advertisement on capital punishment, which is appearing in Toronto and Ottawa newspaper today. Jim Phillips has the story from Barrie.
The association describes itself as 4,000 people who are quietly doing their vital jobs, but who believe there should be more respect for the law. A consensus of members is that capital punishment should be retained for those convicted of killing on-duty police officers and prison guards. The ad outlines many statistics regarding the slaying of officers and the status of those convicted. It also contains a ballot, which the association urges residents to clip and mail to their member of parliament, stating whether they are for or against capital punishment. Association spokesman Bob McAfee says the ad is being placed because policemen strongly believe their viewpoints should be made known to the public.
The Toronto newspapers are carrying that ad today. British soldiers shot and killed one of four men who tried to flee the scene of a pub bombing in Northern Ireland when the blast went off at a bar in the town of Bessbrook. The troops arrived and opened fire on four men who tried to escape in a car. British voters will decide today whether Britain will remain in the European common market. Prime Minister Harold Wilson has urged his people to go to the polls and vote on that referendum. Both sides are hoping for a stronger voter turnout, so there's no question about the decision. region, pollsters are predicting a vote in favor of staying with the common market. U.S. Senator Frank Church, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, has made some serious charges about wrongdoing by the CIA. Church says his group has hard evidence that the CIA has been involved in assassination plots and accuses the Rockefeller Commission of misleading the public. Church says Rocky's group is trying to lessen the importance of CIA misconduct. $25 a week, $1,000 a year, the Chum News Hotline, 923-1133.
It takes more than talk to be tough.
It's terrific.
Chum weather for Toronto and most of southern Ontario. Heavy thunderstorm warning still in effect for some areas. Occasional showers and thunderstorms at times heavy this morning and today. It'll be 22 this afternoon. Winds from the east at 15 right now. For Friday, chance of a shower. It's 16 degrees at Chum.
The best music, 1050 Chum.
I don't know if you knew it, and maybe I'm not supposed to say anything about it, but today is Tom Rivers' birthday. Yeah. And to celebrate it today at noon, he's going out and burn down an orphanage.
I love your feeling.
Chum, Canada's number one music station. 6:13, good morning. Well, we got some rain passing through the area. Just a little sprinkle of us. Don't have much to worry about. I'll put it this way. Don't leave the top down. Chum at 6:16, and that's a little Proud Mary music with Creedence Clearwater Revival. Good morning. 61 degrees Fahrenheit, 16 Celsius. Some thunderstorms moving through the area. Speaking of thunder and things like that, in 1752, Benjamin Franklin discovered that lightning was the same as static electricity in his kite-flying experiment. You know, Benjamin Franklin discovered electricity. We know that. But he is not the guy who made the money for it. No, the guy who made the money is the guy who invented the meter.
Hello, your friendly superstore.
Automotive prices.
Chum, Music Radio, 617, and the Stampeders.
Hit the road, Jack.
Chum at 619, hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more, no more, no more. The Stampeders for you. John Gilbert at 9:05 this morning. Very controversial this morning. Should welfare recipients who are physically able have to work for their check? That's at 9:05 right here, the Nifty 1050.
Last week on this construction board.
Music Radio, 1050 Chum.
6:21, and a heavy thunderstorm warning has been discontinued. We can expect occasional showers and thunderstorms ending sometime tonight. Partly sunny for tomorrow, so things are looking good. The wind is gusty this morning.
She comes down.
Chum at 6:24, that's Wildfire, that's Michael Murphy. And with the forecast gone for partly sunny weather tomorrow, the Travel and Recreation Division of the Jane Elson Show presents Weekend Trips to Wet Your Lips. Here's another almost exciting place to take your family this weekend. Exactly 23 miles just southwest of Brecon is the ancient fishing village of Few. That's Few. Like that. Since there is very little call these days for ancient fish, things have been pretty bad and whew these days. Because of hard times, the town's population has dwindled down to just 25 men, 25 women, 25 children, and a bilingual dog named Mr. Spot. Phew is famous for its colorful rose bushes and the even more colorful Rose Bernstein, who runs the local drive-in mortuary and candy store. Now, be sure and take your cameras, but don't ruin the trip. Don't ruin the trip by putting film in it. And it's advisable to go back to Phew at least once a year just to renew your hatred. So remember, if you're bored this weekend, put the kids in the car, preferably someone else's, and take the scenic 23-mile drive to Phew, which is exactly what you'll say as you're leaving.
I've been driving day.
Consult your Yellow Pages for the address of your nearest Midas shop.
If everybody at your place shop near you.
Hey, for the location of the pop shop nearest you, call 757-3895. That's 757-3895. Currently this week in the Mike Douglas Show, Gladys Knight and the Pips are the co-hosts and co-hostess. And a great group. If you get a chance to see them in person, do. This is the Midnight Train, going all the way to Georgia.
LA.
This is Chum News at 6:30. I'm Mike Cleaver. A fire broke out in the basement X-ray files room of Ottawa's General Hospital last night. Police and firefighters were forced to evacuate the east wing of the hospital over that room. It took 4 hours just to control the flames, and choking fumes filled most of the wing. They had to use jackhammers to cut through the concrete roof of the file room, but there were no injuries. Well, fiery John Diefenbaker got a little riled yesterday when House Speaker James Jerome ruled that Prime Minister Trudeau did not breach Deef's privileges when he made statements in the House about the former PM spending.
From now on, Parliament will have an open season on libels, totally untrue statements. Because after all, untrue statements made in the course of a debate no longer constitute privilege.
Defoe said Trudeau made the statements outside. Trudeau made the statements outside the house, he'd have slapped him with a libel suit, and the chief hasn't lost one of those yet. All that publicity about bad meat in Quebec is hurting at least one Toronto meat company. That's because the company name, Federal Meat Packers, is very close to Federal Packing in Quebec, one of the firms accused of selling tainted meat in that province. So far, Federal Packing's 6 trucks have been banned from the lots of one supermarket chain here in Toronto. Federal has now painted out the name on the truck, and they're planning on changing it. The Ontario Provincial Police Association is running some newspaper ads today, asking readers to tell members of Parliament to either hang murderers or abolish the death penalty once and for all. The association is in favor of hanging for anyone who causes death as a result of premeditated crime. In National League Baseball last night, Los Angeles 3, Montreal nothing, San Francisco over Chicago, Philadelphia beat San Diego, Pittsburgh edged Cincinnati, New York blanked Houston, St. Louis over Atlanta. In the American, Boston 7, Chicago 6. $25 a week, $1,000 a year. The Chum News Hotline, 923-1133. Chum weather for Toronto and most of southern Ontario. The heavy thunderstorm warning has been discontinued. Occasional showers and thunderstorms ending by this evening. Winds east-southeast at 15, gusting to 20 now. Cloudy with frequent sunny intervals on Friday. It'll be 21 today, 13 overnight, then 22 tomorrow. It's 16 degrees at Chum.
Music. Now my big thing now is cooking. I'm cooking these days. I love cooking. And you know, I was given a special word yesterday for my souffles. They're now an integral part of silly putty. Marvelous stuff. Mushroom souffles, everything.
Chum with Chicago, that's Old Days at 6:36, and this is Jay Nelson, and good morning to you. What makes Chum with the best music at 6:37. We got showers and thunderstorms moving eastward at 20 miles an hour right now. And it's an area bottom by Hamilton, Buffalo, Erie, London, Goderich, and Owen Sound. Chum at 6:40, and that's Brewer and Shipley, one took over the line. The winds are kicking up this morning, gusting 15 to 20 miles an hour, and the heavy thunderstorm warning has been discontinued. Do you shave your legs? No, sir, not you. I'm talking to your wife or your girlfriend there. No, really, because there's a lady in Connecticut. She was working in a restaurant as a waitress. She has lost her case against a restaurant owner who fired her for refusing to shave her legs. Her name is Mrs. Judith Quist. She said in the petition, the custom of leg shaving is not worldwide, and that just because most American women do it, others should have the right of a choice. And Mrs. Quist also noted that men are not required to go bald-legged. Well, anyway, they said, no, that's not how it's going to be, and they ruled against her. So she quit the job, and she's gone out looking for another job, hair on her legs and all. Really, we had a girl in school, when I was going to high school, Madeline her name was. I won't give her last name, but Madeline was her name, and she never shaved her legs. And finally, one day, the school principal came in, you know, and he really, you know, he laid the law down. He didn't mind her not shaving her legs. That was not the problem. Her braiding it was the problem.
Chum presents your chance to see the Rolling Stones. From the start, everyone said it was impossible, but frankly, we felt for you it had to be done. Did we get the tickets? Oh, yes, we did. By the hundreds, and we plan to give every last one away. Be listening this morning at 11 for your chance to share in the coup and cop a pair of tickets just for finding the Stones' secret phone. Another first from the Innovator.
1050 Chum.
Chum with Carla Whitney. I've been hurt so many doggone times, I don't even, you know, it's numb anymore. 6:46 with Jay Nelson. Good morning. We've got rain coming down, and we'll get occasional showers and thunderstorms. It should end tonight, and then cloudy and some sunshine tomorrow. Chum with the best music at 6:47 in the morning. Ringo Starr's got a newie, and it's a goodie called Goodnight Vienna. Chum at 6:50, that's Ringo Starr, Goodnight Vienna, whoever, I don't know her last name. A heavy thunderstorm warning has been discontinued. The winds are gusting up to 20 miles an hour this morning. They're east-southeast at 15, and that's steady. And today, we're going to have some rain. You got a hangover this morning? Sure, cure. None of that hair of the dog, none of that. This is what you do, is you have somebody hold a chicken over your head till she lays an egg on your face.
This is Pat Bond for Oktoberfest beer with
Music Radio 1050 Chum.
What can I write? What can I write?
It's great weather out there this morning. It's raining. It might as well rain since it's September. Wow, it's really raining. I tell you, it's really, but that's really raining. 6:55 on Chum with Jay Nelson. Good morning. Yeah, we're getting some rain. And this is the show that asks the musical question. Bet you didn't know. Of all the many things you aren't aware of, I bet you really didn't know that the only thing that moves faster than the speed of light is a nudist who just spilled hot soup in his lap. And I bet you didn't know that in a poker game, the odds are 900 million to one against drawing a royal flush, unless you know a plumber who works nights. And I bet you didn't know that I'm as happy as you are to finish this dumb routine. Until the next time we're bored together, this is Ole Nelson saying, you show me a hot dog that can run the mile in 9 seconds, and I'll show you a wiener every time.
Come to your booth, the great A&P.
Action prize specials every day of the week at A&P. Jane Parker sliced raisin bread, 3 16-ounce loaves, action priced $1. Save 77 cents. And Delsey margarine, 1-pound package, action price 39 cents. And the meat feature, Canada Grade A eviscerated, frozen vac-pack chickens, 3 to 7-pound average, 69 cents a pound. Remember, shop A&P and save.
You've got to be tough. Make it tough for you.
Well, Jim Van Horn will be here about 11 o'clock this morning with Rolling Stones tickets and things. I feel sorry for Jim Van Horn. Really, I do. I remember he used to have an answering service, and they felt sorry for him at the action service. He used to give them fake messages.